Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Okay, I'm going to be quick. This time around, it's only 5 benefits of gratitude. Do you notice the theme of 5? Because why? There are 5 steps to setting up your business using your teaching skills, knowledge, and experiences without leaving your job. So to keep up with that theme, all week long or period, you're going to see me constantly talking about 5 steps, 5 this, 5 that. Okay? So let's get started with this wonderful podcast today. 5 benefits of gratitude. Showing your gratitude can be a great way to spread positive feeling in the world around you. When you think about it, reaching your goal starts with a single positive thought. This gratitude this time around is for work, your business. You could use it with your family, but it's mostly for that setting. How do you feel when someone sincerely expressed their gratitude to you for something you did? Does it make you feel very good about yourself, about the things that you accomplished? These positive feelings can lift you, boost your enthusiasm, and motivate you to achieve even more. Feeling grateful for what you have can produce the same good feelings and sustain your drive towards your goal. I know that helped me tremendously throughout my PhD program. Here are some of the benefits of gratitude. Number one, reaching your goals. When you feel grateful, it tends to be a long-lasting feeling. It's much more than just a momentary burst of positive energy. It just can take you through the day. It has a lasting effect on your body chemistry. You will feel a little warm and tingly inside. You know that it's also provided some boost, especially you feel a little light-hearted, not light-headed. You're just giddy sometimes and a little loose, you know, in your body. When you express your gratitude to others, ensure that you are open and expressive and authentic. It's much more than just a momentary, people don't know that what you're thinking. Hearing it aloud can make a difference. Here are the 5. Number 1, reaching your goals. Number 2, strengthen relationship. Gratitude does that. There are many ways you can express your gratitude to your loved ones, and I'm going to share that with you tomorrow, including saying thank you. That's the minimum. You could write them a letter, of course, giving them a thoughtful gift. Yes. When you learn to avoid taking your loved ones for granted, you know what happens. The relationships sometimes get better. Showing gratitude is a two-way street. You got to also learn how to effectively express your gratitude and how important it is to receive it as well. You know, a lot of us are giver, giver, giver. When people want to return the favor, we're like, no, I don't need that. And please make sure you understand why you're saying no. Okay? Number 3, don't rob somebody of, before number 3, don't rob somebody of their opportunity to bless you, because it's a relationship. I give, you give. I take, you take. That's, remember that. Now, number 3, improve your communications. That's what gratitude does. Gratitude can mean a better communication all the way around. Why? You express in the fact that people took the time to do something for you, with you, around you. Okay, and that makes them feel good. It makes you feel good. The more likely you are to show an interest in helping someone, they will also show interest in helping you, right? And probably more open to some other suggestion and more willing to allow you into other areas of their life, and you allow them into other areas of your life. Number 4, it also can provide an opportunity for more effective, constructive criticism. No matter how you express criticism, it doesn't feel good. Some people still get a little annoyed, still feeling some kind of way, or they might be defensive. We all do it. You know, it just doesn't feel good to believe that you don't do something right. Even when somebody say it, it's just kind of annoying little feeling, at least for me. So none of us really like criticism. It, you know, some people say it's a blow to your ego, or It's, you know, it is a blow to the ego. You may not say it right there and then, but in your little private time, like I do, I don't say it. I'm like, ouch. That's not what I was expecting. But thank you for it. Now, the key thing about it, when you communicate criticism, you got to do it effectively. What I do is house it in between what we call in classroom a sandwich. You put a positive something on the top first, and you say there's something negative, and you give an improvement in the bottom. So you put the negativity in between two positive statements. So in those statements, I appreciate when you come in the classroom, you sit down quickly, you get your materials, you're ready to work. But what I don't like is when you Johnny show up, you start talking, you don't pay as much attention. But however, I do appreciate when I ask you to stop first time you do it. So you just housed the criticism within two positive statements. So that's when it works. And then you have to preserve memories. You know, that's something we have to keep doing more and more often. Because our mind, if we are going faster and faster, your brain is meant to let go of something. That's the way it survives. So it's not just because you're old age, you might be like me, but it's supposed to let go of some things. So preserving memories is key. You can preserve memories in a positive way when you keep gratitude journal. I spoke about that just 3 days again. So you'll be able to enjoy your memories again and again when you read about these happy times you had in the past, especially when you can't think, oh my God, nothing good is happening to me right now. Take out your gratitude journal and read all the wonderful things, okay? So these are the 5 benefits of gratitude. Now, Friday, I'm having a Black Friday special. Make sure you open your email because I have a wonderful sale going on. I want to make sure you take part of it, okay? Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.